After winning the Western Athletic Conference Cup last year in 2011-2012, the Garden City High School Buffaloes are in great shape to maybe repeat that this year for 2012-2013. I'm joined now by the Athletic Director of Garden City High School, Martin Segovia. And Martin, thank you very much for talking to me about your fall sports teams. Are really off to a great start. We're doing extremely well. And you take a look at, you know, football certainly in the mix of a conference championship. Golf just won their fourth one in a row. Your tennis team finished runner-up. Your soccer team is absolutely doing great. Cross country is doing much better, but your fall sports team's really in the hunt for conference championships.
Right. We're looking at all six conference sports that we have going on. You know, five of them are still wrapping up, but, you know, we have tennis wrapped up. We finished runner-up in the conference, which is a good improvement from last year. And even from throughout the year, they've been improving our girls' tennis team. And now, you know, you look at the other five. Cross country definitely is a favorite. Volleyball has swept the whole conference all season long. Just comes down to that last WAC championship tournament to determine that champion. Football, you know, we've lost one conference game so far and still have one to go with Dodge City, which will determine also you know, our conference and our district play and see if we can get onto the playoffs after that one. Volleyball, I just mentioned them. You know, they're still there. Golf just wrapped up a championship, you know, Monday with theirs. So, you know, we've got a lot of things going on, and it's busy, but the kids and the coaches are doing a great job and keeping us in position to keep that cup right where it's at. I can look at it from here over on my desktop there, so.
Tell you what, looking at you know, a couple of your sports, particularly in golf, being that you had a new head coach on this year, so they're really not skipping a beat at this point. I mean, maybe not as many tournament wins as they've had in the recent 4 years, but lost a really two excellent seniors from a year ago, but they certainly stayed in the hunt for a lot of big things down here in the postseason. But Coach Melinda Bass comes in and takes over the girls' golf program, and here they are, and they won the conference championship. Thought or two about that and how she's been on this season.
You know, Coach Bass has been a wonderful addition for the girls, you know, to have. And obviously, just like you mentioned, we lost some girls to graduation, but we've got two really good upperclassmen that are leading our group. You know, Abby Campbell, a great senior leader, doing a nice job for us, is very steady, very consistent. Abby Shaddix as well, she's a junior upperclassman, another leader that's helping us to continue the tradition of golf. And we've got a mix, a sprinkle of youth right underneath them that are filling in and doing a nice job of improving week to week. So kudos to Coach Bass and the girls for doing a wonderful job of having a pretty balanced season.
Well, the other sport that I really want to focus on just for a moment, and that is your boys' soccer team. And wow, what a great job that Coach Joaquin Padilla and his staff has done on this year. And this senior leadership, and I had three of them on the Buffalo Stampede show the other night, and what great young guys that they are. And very eloquent in a way they talked about how they prepared themselves last summer and what's gone on this season and their dedication to that. It's showing right now with their 9-2 mark. They're 4-1 in the conference. They just beat Liberal this week as well, and they got the reprieve on that because Liberal had knocked them off in a 2-1 game earlier in this season. But I witnessed something on last Tuesday night that I had never seen before, and that the opposing coach come up and ask to talk to the team and the coaches and compliment them on their play and their athleticism, their dedication, their focus. And Coach Navarro from Liberal High School did that, and I thought it was just an absolutely class act. But, you know, the guys really took that to heart as well.
Most definitely. You know, you talk about soccer out in Western Kansas, you got the three main focus out here. You got Dodge City, Garden City, and Liberal, defending state champions. And Coach Navarro is just that. She's a class act, you know, for her to come over and address our kids and give them a nice pat on the back. And she, I heard what she said, and she's exactly right. We've got a good group of senior leaders that remind her of hers from last year's state championship team. If they'll keep things in perspective, take it game by game, and lead. You have to lead. You can't look ahead, and you can't think you're better than you are. You have to play it one at a time. And she had some great advice, and I think the kids understand that. You know, she's been there, done that, and I definitely applaud her for her effort and for helping our team maintain some focus.
Absolutely, and Coach Padilla was very appreciative of that too as well. I just never witnessed that before, and great to be there in that position to hear what she had to say to the opposing team after they had just gotten beat by them soundly. But, you know, the rest of the sports here, again, football, man, oh, man. You know, Coach Brian Hill is third year here and a super job, and it looks like that, you know, if things go well down the stretch of the season here, we could be on track back in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a tough tough conference, and we definitely have a tough district. You know, we'll have be on the road with two of those games. Mays is coming in here first to Garden City here in a couple weeks, and they've got a good squad over there. I think they're 4-1 right now. They're 3-2, two tough losses, but they've got a good group right now. So we'll have to take that hurdle on first at Mays, and then we hit the juggernaut. We'll head out to Hutch and then finish it out with Dodge City at their place. So, you know, I like our chances. I like the way Coach Hill and the staff has been working, and our kids have bought in. You know, they're running his system well, and Coach schemes really, really well, and our kids perform. So, you know, I'm pleased with their effort.
Your girls' tennis team improved from fourth a year ago to second this year in the conference, but also the cross-country teams, and Coach Crystal Lindenberger and what she has done over the last 4 years has just been phenomenal. I mean, the numbers have enormously increased, and she's got kids competing at a very high level, and they are very young.
That's right. Cross-country has kind of become the cool thing to do on campus, you know, not just on our campus, but the middle schools. Those middle school coaches are doing a wonderful job recruiting kids, keeping them, you know, active and participating in cross country. And, you know, Coach Lindenberger takes over after that, and they have a wonderful summer. Their kids are conditioning all year round. It's not just, you know, in the fall. That's what we do. They do it all year round. They take it very seriously, and the rest speaks for itself. I mean, the results are there, and they're doing a great job. And Coach Lindenberger, you know, she's terrific. I wouldn't trade her for anything.
Basketball and wrestling and bowling just around the corner as well. Thought or two about those sports.
A lot of success there coming. You know, our wrestling team's ranked number one right now in preseason polls. Basketball is looking to improve on some great performances last year, and always bowling. You know, we're always in the hunt with bowling. Kip Nichols and his crew, you know, I know he's got some youth coming back, but he's also got a sprinkle of experienced kids as well. So, you know, I think we're going to have a wonderful winter, but yeah, you know, I hope to finish out the fall on a positive note with all the kids staying healthy and, you know, just giving their best effort and see where they'll fall, but I like our chances.
Martin Segovia, the athletic director for Garden City High School, thanks for the comments.
Not a problem, Jerry. Anytime.